Hello, I'm Congressman Leonard Boswell from Iowa. Tomorrow, we mark the 60th anniversary of D-Day, one of the single most significant moments of bravery and sacrifice in our nation's history. Tomorrow's remembrance comes just days after the dedication of the World War II Memorial in Washington. But tributes and remembrance are only a small part of what we owe to the brave men and women of our armed forces, the veterans who have served so nobly, and the families who have stood by their sides. We must honor the service and sacrifice of our veterans with our deeds as well as our words. Recently, the House of Representatives took a significant step in the right direction. After months of pressure from House Democrats and grassroots veterans across the nation, Republicans in Congress finally agreed that an unconscionable tax on military widows must end. Our soldiers often pay premiums for years and anticipate that upon their death, the spouse will receive 55% of their retirement benefit. But when the spouse reaches 62, the benefit drops to a mere 35%, forcing widows to give up more than one-third of their retirement benefit. Military spouses are the unsung heroes in America's national defense. Whether they ever wore a military uniform or not, our military spouses have been true partners in sharing the sacrifice required to defend our families and our nation. I am blessed to know this firsthand. Through my more than 20 years of military service and 2 years of combat duty in Vietnam, my wife, Dodie, was the source of my strength. Her support then and now provides the foundation that makes it possible for me to serve my country. I know the same holds true for the thousands of men and women serving today around the globe, and I am pleased the House of Representatives honored their spouses by repealing the widow's tax. This week we also had the opportunity to show how grateful we are to the members of our National Guard and military reserves who are serving so honorably in Iraq and Afghanistan. Democrats in the House of Representatives tried to offer legislation that would allow these men and women to buy into the military's health care system. We tried to add funding to improve the quality of life for our troops and their families. Democrats also sponsored legislation to continue targeted pay raises aimed at bettering the quality of life for our senior enlisted personnel, the NCOs. These non-commissioned officers are constantly in harm's way and are crucial to our military readiness and the retention. They, too, deserve our support. And not only do our men and women in uniform deserve better pay and better health care, they also deserve the comfort of knowing that their families will be provided for should they make the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Democrats offered a provision that would guarantee every soldier a fully paid life insurance policy of $250,000. If we are putting our troops in imminent danger, we must do our best to provide them with peace of mind as well. Democrats will continue to fight for a full repeal of the disabled veterans tax, which forces disabled military retirees to give up $1 of their pension for every dollar of disability pay they receive. And I hope our Republican colleagues will join us. We must send a strong message, both to those who currently serve and to all veterans, including those from World War II, that we appreciate everything they've done in service to our nation. While they are looking out for our security abroad, our government must look out for them upon their return. This is Congressman Leonard Boswell of Iowa. Thank you for listening.